لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، وصلى الله على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله، ونستغفر الله لي ولكم. Brothers and sisters, I advise you all and I advise myself to observe piety and fear Allah and keep on the path of His submission and obedience. These days of Muharram and Safar, these are the time of mourning and Aza. These are very important times for us, and the more we understand and the more we think about all the messages and all the events that happened in the past and that affect us today, and our future relies and depends on all of those events, the more deeper we will increase and enrich our faith and our practice of Islam and Iman. Today, inshallah, speak about the topic of promises and uhud in Islam and the seriousness of breaking covenants and breaking pledges and promises in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll humbly request everyone to pay attention, especially children, please. Please recite aloud salawat. In Surah An-Nahl, verse 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. وَلَا تَكُونُوا, and be not like her who unravels her yarn, disintegrating it into pieces after she has spun it strongly. You make your oaths to be means of deceit between you. Let me go over the meaning once again. وَلَا تَكُونُوا, do not be like the one who, كَالَّتِي, a woman, that woman who نَقَزَتْ غَزْلَهَا. نَقَزَتْ means unravels, opens up. غَزْل means the yarn that she had made. When, let's say, the cotton, you know, it has turned into a yarn, and that yarn in turn into a cloth. So, some of us say that refers to a woman, she was some mentally disturbed or something. She used to sit down in the morning with her servants and order everyone to make yarn. And half the day they were busy making yarn. Then around midday she would say, now unravel all this, open up all this. This was what she would do every day. It became like a verbal muscle, that a person who puts his effort and energy into something for a long time and then destroys it himself. Just like people who take up the oath of Islam and believe in and express their belief in Islam and Quran and Risalat and then Imamat and Akhirat, and then invest some of their time, invest some of their energy, but when the most important time comes, when their help is most needed, when their faithfulness and loyalty is most needed, right, they leave the place, they abandon the covenant, and they break the promises, right, and they completely ignore whatever they had said or done before, right, and that is the key test that they have put through, and that determines that the depth of their iman shows itself at the time of that crisis. at the time when their faith and their promises had to be kept, that's where they broke them. Disintegrating it into pieces after she had spun it strongly, you make your oaths to be means of deceit between you. Quran is warning us that people who break their promises, right, they are hypocrites and traitors and losers. They are doomed in Akhirat, and they are unbelievers. These are the labels and titles given in Quran to people who break promises. And promise itself, the many words are used in Holy Quran for promises. Ahd is one of them, which is individual promises a person makes to another. Awfu bil uhud, for example, keep your promises. But then the collective promises are called in Quran mithaq. Mithaq bani Israel, mithaq al-nabiyyin, right? Mithaqakum. Those are the promises made to the Islamic leader or to the Imam of the time, to the Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma sallam. The seriousness of the breaking of promises made on a collective level is far more serious than, far greater than a promise made to a person, although that is also strong, important. But to make a promise made, right, to a community, and in the sense that to a leader, that the leader calls for, some observance of some duty, and at that point, let's say, people make excuses. And that some examples of that are seen in Nahjul Balagha. You see Imam Ali alayhi salam in his last few years of his life, he was speaking to the people, and he saw that the real faithful people had given their lives. They had stepped forward to the call of the Imam and had laid their lives. What was left with Imam was Ya Ashbah al-Rijal wala Rijal. It's the those who look like people, human beings, and you are not people, you know. Al-Iyadu Billah, you know. And I say, you all, to those people sitting in front of him, he said, you look like people, but you are not. Ashbah al-Rijal. And that does not talk about all the people of Kufa. There were people of that time that the behavior they had shown to Imam alayhi salam, and that kind of digresses from the subject, but Kufa has been greatly praised and sometimes condemned, both people of Kufa, because not all were alike. While you have in Karbala that people of Kufa came forward to help Imam alayhi salam, although the people of Medina did not. They let the son, the grandson of the Prophet, leave the city and did not come to support him. But the people of Kufa, despite all the problems there were and some of the unfaithful behavior, but despite all that, there was support for Imam, and some of them did come. Yes, but the majority did not. And since the majority did not come, despite all the letters that they, so they thought it was just a letter they are sending. No, it was upon their lives that they were promising the Prophet's grandson to come with his companions, with his sons and with his family. Right? He said, my family with your family. That's how Imam responded to them. And they did not keep that promise that they had made to Sayyidina Shuhada alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Sunnatul Kiram al-Wafa'u bil-Uhud. Our first Imam, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, says Sunnatul Kiram al-Wafa'u bil-Uhud. Wafa, being loyal to the promise, is the way of honorable people. And بِحُسْنِ الْوَفَا يُعْرَفُ الْأَبْرَارِ. By the quality of promises kept. For a high quality in which a person observes a certain promise, right? That is how the righteous people are known, by the best way of their keeping promises. It's like a gauge, it's like a measure of the abrar, of good people, in the eyes of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, salawat. Allahumma salam. So, Quran calls those who break promises, Quran calls them hypocrites. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ. Those who promise to Allah, oh Allah, if you give us, we are going to be charitable, we are going to give in your way. But when Allah does give them, they act in a miserly fashion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of this behavior, creates nifaq in their hearts. Because this behavior sows the seeds of hypocrisy in the hearts and souls of people. Why? بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُهُ. Because they did خُلْفَ وَعَد. They broke the promise they had made to Allah. وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And because they were lying in the first place. They were lying. So, this is a very important offense in Islam. Those who sell the promises, the covenant they made with Allah, for a small price of this dunya, وَإِمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Those are people who have no place in akhirat. The moral values that Islam talks about, they determine the place of a person in akhirat. Because the moral values determine our own behavior in this life. Let's say if you plant a seed, you water it, and you provide all the things repeatedly, it will grow into a tree, it become firm. In the same manner, if a person does, let's say, miserly behavior once, it may not have that much impact. But if he continues to do that, the result is a person becomes a character trait, personality trait of a person that is known as a miserly person. Similarly, a person shows cowardly attitude once, it doesn't become a coward. It may be under pressure of people, may regret later on, may make up for it. But then if it continues this sort of behavior, this person will become a coward and will not have any shuja'at left in him. And that's the opposite of shuja'at, jubun. The person who jaban, the person who is coward, is because he was not born a coward. He acted repeatedly until it became his personality. So to change it, one has to act the opposite of that, right? Sometimes may not want to do it, but he has to force himself to act on the basis of a certain quality that is praised by Aql and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop that quality in oneself. And it is not easy to change such habits. But coming to the subject of what happened after Karbala, that Bibi Zainab Salamullah alayha, Allahumma salam, she spoke to the people of Kufa in this manner. She condemned them. And the riwayat in by Abu Mikhnaf, he says, Bashir ibn Husayn, he says, Nadartu ila Zainab bint Ali yawma idhin. I saw Zainab, the daughter of Ali, on that day when she arrived in Kufa. He was brought as a captive in the city of Kufa. Walam ara khafratan qat wallahi antaq minha. كأنها تفرغ من لسان أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام. اللهم صل على محمد. I saw Zainab, daughter of Ali, that day, and I had not seen a person more eloquent, right? That his speech had more power than that lady. It was like she was speaking, right, from the tongue of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the manner in which she spoke, and she pointed to the people to stop, to be silent, and everything became silent, even the sounds of the horses, everything was quiet. And she spoke, and everyone heard, Alhamdulillah wa salatu ala abi. And then she said, Amma ba'd, ya ahl al-Kufa, O people of Kufa, ya ahl al-khiyali wal-ghadr, O people of deceit, people of deceit. What is deception? Deception is to say one thing and do the opposite. Deceive. Deceive means, you know what, let us come and do something for Islam, and it turns out to be not for Islam, for myself. Let us stand up and let's say do something purely fi sabilillah, and it turns out that it was not fi sabilillah, right? It's so important. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. Ala wa inna niyata hiya al-amal. Niyat, the true intention, is the real amal of a person. The amal, before it comes outside the niyat, it has to be clear and khalis. If it is not in action, it will show that it is a deceit. فَلَا رَقَعَتِ الدَّمْعَ. And they were crying. People of Kufa, when they saw the condition of of this family and the children who had suffered so much and who were hungry and injured, right? And heartbroken and crying, right? All of that. They saw, they started crying and weeping on them. And she said, you should always cry. You shall always cry. You are like, and she read this, she used this same verse of Surah An-Nahl in her speech, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي نَقَذَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. You use these promises to cheat and to deceive other people. That is what you have done. Islam, naturally, there are people who think Islam is Salat, for example. There are people, you know, who you ask them about what happened in early Islam. They say, you know, don't worry about that. It's just past. It's history. You should just focus on your Salat. Just do your Salat, you know. Just pray. Pray that everything gets okay. Pray that we are all on the path of Salah and Hidayat and Sa'adat. Every time you say, why don't you examine what happened? Why don't you see what happened in early Islam? Why don't you examine what happened to Ahlul Bayt? And they say history. Why do you keep talking about history? And today, the condition of Muslims is all because of what happened in the past. And not just Muslims. Every nation is a product of its history. Every nation. History has historical events, and our position with respect to them determines who we are today. And in the same way, because history is an expression of the values of those people who you like or admire. Well, if you admire a person like Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, then this admiration leads you to live your life in a certain way. And say today we see the same thing. So a person cannot just say we are Muslims and we believe in Islam, because Islam in reality, first and foremost, it is a religion of justice. And if there is injustice, the source of injustice is visible. And what is the collective obligation? The collective obligation for all human beings, right, is to be morally upright and not to corrupt themselves, right? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّى. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ means success is for the person who purifies his soul. And وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّى. And failure, خَابَ means all efforts are wasted. Failure is for the person who corrupts his soul. Corruption of the soul, how does it happen? Well, corruption of the soul happens by breaking promises. The promise a Muslim makes to the Holy Prophet of Islam and says, I will follow your way. And then he sees, for example, the tyrants changing the religion, or media speaking against the Prophet, or, for example, lies being propagated in the name of whatever, and the Muslim listens to that and does not respond, does not show his disgust or protest at that. That shows that there's no serious fulfillment of the promise. Recite a salawat. I will just summarize this, that promises were so important for our Prophet that the Holy Prophet saw in his dream that he's performing Umrah in Makkah. So he took his followers to Makkah, but the Quraysh, they came out and refused to allow the Muslims to come into the city for Umrah. And a treaty was signed, Sulh Hudaybiyah, which said, next year if you come, we will allow you to enter the city, and most of you have heard about it. The Prophet came into the city next year. They left the city and the Muslims came into the city. The key of Kaaba was given to the Holy Prophet, right? 3 days the Muslims stayed in Makkah, and they belonged there. Many of them, they belonged to Makkah. Their houses had been confiscated, their families had been hurt, they had been exiled, they had been tortured, all of that. Now they have the key, now they are in their own city, back in their own city. Some of them said, Ya Rasulullah, we should keep the keys now. We should stay here. because this is our city. The Holy Prophet, that same night, the third day, came to an end. He said, right after darkness, we leave the city. Returned the key. Promises were kept, right? He honored the promises he made. And it was very hard because it was against the sentiments, right, and the emotions of those people who had suffered so much by the hands of those people who had given them the keys, but they had to return the keys. And the last thing, there are many examples of that, but in the story of Hakamiyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises, first of all, Imam Ali alayhi salam on the promise that he kept on the night of Hijrat, that he slept in the place of Prophet. And the other thing was the Hakamiyat, where the Imam Ali, under the force and pressure of those people in his own army, who saw that the enemy had raised Qur'ans on the lances, they said, oh, we are fighting our own brothers, we should stop fighting, they are asking us to make peace with under the Qur'an. Despite Imam's refusal, they forced Imam alayhi salam to accept Hakamiyat. Finally, there was no other way. So the Hakams, they decided something. When the process failed, they came back to Imam Ali and said, no, you should start fighting again. Imam said, now we have accepted a truce. We cannot be people starting a war. We cannot. When we were fighting, we were about to, you know, win this war, you forced me to stop. And I did not want to have this Hakamiyat. And now the Hakams have decided something that you didn't want. Now you want me to go back and fight again. This is not going to happen, right? So you see, it's sometimes, especially in collective matters, the decisions and agreements that are made, if they are made, then they are hard to keep, but they must be kept. Because the honor of a nation depends on it. And the honor of Islam depends on the fulfillment of promises of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us learn these lessons and apply them in our lives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه اللهم صل على أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب اللهم صل على صديقة الكبرى فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى الرضا عليهم السلام اللهم صل على محمد بن علي التقي الجواد وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي اللهم صل على المهدي اللهم عجل اللهم في فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه أما بعد May Allah forgive all those who have passed away. May Allah increase our tawfiqat and forgive our sins. Let us remember Sayyid al-Shuhada once again. It is narrated that in his last moments of his life, Imam was in the state of sajda, and he collected some sand and put his noble head on the sand. And then he performed his munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his, there is a common ibadah that is you call salat. And there is a time of ibadat which is in a sajda where a person does, right, in the form of munajat. that Imam alayhi salam, in those last moments, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta thiqati fi kulli karbin wa raja'i fi kulli shiddatin. Wallah, you are my trust in all afflictions and my hope in every difficulty. Wa anta li fi kulli amrin nazala bi thiqatun wa uddatun. Wallah, in every thing, that every matter that comes to me, you are my resource that I rely on. كَمْ مِنْ هَمٍّ يَضْعُفُ فِيهِ الْفُؤَادِ. How many worries, right, that come to a person in which the heart becomes weak. وَتَقِلُّ فِيهِ الْحِيلَةِ. That a person loses all the means that you may be able to use in those that difficult time. وَيَخْذُلُ فِيهِ الصَّدِيقِ. And the friends leave you. The friends also abandon you in that time of distress. وَيَشْمُتُ فِيهِ الْعَدُوُ. And the enemies, they come and call names and do shamatat. That means they ridicule. أَنْزَلْتُهُ بِكْ. Wallah, in how many such situations I came and I brought my prayers to you. وَشَكَوْتُهُ إِلَيْكْ. And I ask you for help. رَغْبَةً مِنِّي إِلَيْكْ. Because of my strong desire, inclination towards you. فَفَرَّجْتَهُ. And you resolve the problem for me. You resolve the distress for me. وَكَشَفْتَهُ. You relieved that suffering and that difficulty for me. وَأَنْتَ وَلِيُّ كُلِّ نِعْمَةٍ. And you are the guardian in every favor that you have given. You are the sahib of every ni'mat. وَصَاحِبُ كُلِّ حَسَنَةٍ. And every act of goodness a person does, Allah has enabled the person to do it. وَمُنْتَهَا كُلِّ رَغْبَةٍ. And you are the ultimate hope of every person, that in every need you get that. See, this shows, and the salat of Imam in the day of Ashura, and the night he asked for prayer in that time, and the night that in which he gave the time for the enemies to think about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because all night, because some of them were shooting arrows at Imam alayhi salam while in the Zuhur of Imam, the Zuhur Salat. But the night before, that night was a night of prayer and Quran and sujood. And everyone in the enemy, they could hear that what is going on the other side. There are people who are so strong in faith, this night they have asked to be in sajda before Allah. This is a night where they pray and they read Quran. Well, about the current situation, just a few important things. Inshallah, for the unity between all Muslims, a program has been arranged on the 7th of December, day of Imam Hussein, Yawm al-Hussein. And this day will be held to bring in all the our brother Muslims, brothers and sisters from other communities, all those people who regard this connection of Iman and Islam between Muslims to be important, and to isolate those who think others are kafir and only they are Muslims. Many of us feel that because of the unfortunate propaganda going on to divide Muslims, right, that we should do something to bring people together around the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the people who wrote letters to Imam Hussein were not Shia people. Few Shias among them. There were thousands of people who wrote letters to Imam. And those who joined the army of Imam Hussein were not all Shias. They became followers of Imam Hussein. Zuhair ibn Qayn was a Sunni for sure, according to what we say Sunnis. He was a Sunni. Alhamdulillah, he joined Imam Hussein. Wahab was a Christian. He joined Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. And John was from Africa. He joined Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this was the small army of Imam alayhi salam, just like his grandfather, the Holy Prophet. That was the true Iman. And we seek help from everyone in our community to invite people from outside, because times like this, naturally, we have to put all efforts to bring our friends and people who know in the Muslim, we know in the Muslim community, so that together we can remember Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. Another very tense situation is in Pakistan right now. Most cities are in curfew, and because of the grave situation in Rawalpindi, that the gangs were going out and burning Husainiyas, the Imam Bargahs and Masajid of Shia in Rawalpindi area, and many masajids have been burnt, and the government is being very biased in this situation, because the killing of 6 or 7 people, they are calling it a saniha, like a grave tragedy that has happened. There were bomb explosions, there were other killings that happened in other places, but this time they're using this because few people were killed, but actually they were inciting violence and they provoked the Shias, and from the Shia side there were some miscreants who were probably also used by others, and the media is using these to create more fitna in the Pakistani community. So it is today, for example, the so-called they are calling themselves something else, but they are Wahhabis and Salafis. They have called for a Yawmul Ihtijaj, and the official media is also collaborating with them. And so on the other opposite side, naturally, the work that Majlis-e Wahdat is doing, they organized with the Sunni Tahriq, they organized Yawm-e Azamat Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and very strongly they have come out to call for unity and to draw the attention of all people towards a common cause, that Islam is not for one firqa, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam is not for one community. It is the biggest asset of Islam, that Islam, Muslims should be proud of this. One more important event is on December 15th, there will be a procession, inshallah, for Arba'een, December 15th, and this is for the unity of our own Shia community. Naturally, someone organizes. This organization is being done to bring all the people together from our communities. Inshallah, all your friends, everyone we know, we should invite them. So we go out and we mourn and express our grief for Sayyid al-Shuhada and the message that he gave, pass it to other people. Alhamdulillah, the same efforts for Muharram have been done in Al-Hadi school as well. Our children and teachers and staff, everyone has been very proactive and very actively involved in the majalis and daily programs of the school. Students have put up a lot of work upstairs and in classes, and they have done a lot of speeches and written a lot, and they are planning for another event in Muharram in the sometime in December. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to serve the cause of Sayyid al-Shuhada and to make the zuhur of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam close. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna wa'aghnina amman siwa wa'ansurna ala man adana wa'aslih amra akhinatina wa dunyana. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخل